It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We'll make your weekend plans easy with recommendations from VPR's Art Hounds in just a few minutes. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. The Vermont legislature created the Vermont Arts Council in June of 1965. Its mission as a private nonprofit is to help fund and support the arts in Vermont. With the Arts Council's 50th anniversary approaching, the Vermont legislature has declared calendar year 2015 as the Year of the Arts. Here to explain what it all means and what we can look forward to is the executive director of the Vermont Arts Council, Alex Aldrich. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Neil.
Can you walk us through what led up to this official resolution declaring 2015 as the Year of the Arts?
Neil, that's a great question. I think when you turn 50, it's an opportunity for reflecting backwards.
As you and I both know.
As you and I both know, exactly. But as we started looking back and seeing how Vermont had changed over the 50 years of our existence, mostly for the better, I think, in terms of the arts and culture of the state, we suddenly began to realize that this celebration opportunity was really not going to be about the Vermont Arts Council. It was going to be about what's going on in the state in terms of the arts. And we suddenly saw the opportunity to bring into better focus than has ever been brought before how robust and how lively and how diverse the Vermont arts scene is. So we looked at ways to start thinking about that. And we're not done with our planning by any means, but the idea of a Year of the Arts to draw focus and attention to a specific time period that is in one respect a celebration of what has gone before, but indeed a look forward, really gained a lot of strength in our minds. So that's where it began. And then it was a question of talking to our legislative arts caucus and making the proclamation a reality.
You know, in reading the resolution, I was struck that it actually mentioned the per capita ranking of artists in Vermont. Could you talk a little bit about those figures?
Absolutely. It's one of the hidden secrets of Vermont, in my opinion. Back in 2000, we learned that our ranking was fifth per capita for the number of artists who declare themselves as artists on their census forms. And about 2 weeks before we submitted the language to the legislature for their consideration, I made a phone call to the National Endowment for the Arts and said, do we have any more updated information? And it turned out that the 2012 census updates had a whole display of what the per capita workforce population was of artists in all 50 states. And the numbers were even better now than they were 12 years ago. And it turns out that, in fact, Vermont is ranked third overall for all artists and second for writers and fine artists and eighth for photographers and musicians. So we do very well per capita across the country against the other states.
Essentially, you can't walk down a country road without tripping over an artist in Vermont.
Exactly, as last weekend's studio tour reveals.
So ultimately, why is this resolution important? Beyond being a congratulatory marker, what is the practical import of this declaration?
Well, for the Arts Council, the practical import is it gives us a bucket into which to put all of the ideas about how to celebrate the arts scene in Vermont going forward. It's a starting point. We're not trying to be all things to all people, but we really want to try to draw attention to as much of the Vermont art scene as we can, not just performing arts and visual arts, but really the unusual things that go on, the festivals and quirky things that we find across the state all year long. And that leads, of course, to the second part, which is since it's not really about the Arts Council at all, and it is about all of the things going on in neighborhoods and communities and towns and villages across the state, we want to use this opportunity to announce to the country and to the world at large that Vermont is, after all, a preeminent arts destination.
You mentioned announcing this resolution to the world, and I know Vermont is being very proactive about this anniversary, which also coincides with the 1965 creation of the National Endowment for the Arts.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, are other states perking up and following suit?
Yes. It's funny because after I announced on Facebook that this resolution had passed, I immediately got a response from Nevada, and they said, wow, this is such a great idea. Why don't we all do this? And three other people from three different states out west all liked it and commented, yeah, we could do this. We should do this. So I'm hoping that one of the birthday presents that we give to the National Endowment for the Arts, celebrating their 50th birthday, which happens to also be in 2015, is to have a grassroots movement from all of the states saying, yes, we want 2015 to be our year of the arts as well, and have it become a national sort of referendum, if you will.
Alex Altrich is the executive director of the Vermont Arts Council, celebrating its 50th anniversary in 2015, now officially designated by the Vermont legislature as the year of the arts. You'll find a link to more information about the Arts Council at vpr.net. Alex Altrich, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome, Neil. Thank you.
Our theme music for the weekly conversation on the arts is written and performed by Donald Harrison.